We want you to please pardon us if we get a little self-indulgent on this, our 150th episode of Travel Writers Radio. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we've probably done about 1,000 interviews for our show over the past 3.5 years. We've been on air almost continuously every Wednesday, apart from public holidays and a few forced breaks, such as recently when we moved the radio station. We try to enlighten and entertain you on the subjects of food, wine, beverages and lifestyle, plus the experiences that we can all enjoy when travelling either for business or pleasure. We asked our team to nominate the most memorable stories that they had brought to the show over this period. So I'm going to start by nominating on behalf of my co-founder and co-host, Peter Watson, who sadly passed away last September. I know his favourite story was an interview he did in September 2015 with 12-year-old Bella Tipping. Now, she just created her own version of TripAdvisor called Kidcations, so kids could voice their opinion on what they wanted in a holiday. And we might follow Bella up because I believe she's gone on to do some other really interesting entrepreneurial things. So she hasn't just had her 5 seconds of fame. She's still going. So in 30 seconds or less, I've asked our team members to come up with their most memorable interviews. Now, Veronica, what's yours?
You're putting me on the spot, aren't you, Graham?
Except I've seen you write the script, so I trust you'll come up with something.
Okay. Well, my favourite interviews tend to be with chefs.
Yep.
Not the TV celebrity types, but the chefs who own and run their own restaurants and have a real passion for what they're creating. And we can't really go far wrong in Melbourne because we've got some of the best chefs in the world.
We do.
And I've been lucky enough to interview some of them. Among those I've been fortunate enough to interview have been both Ben Shorey of Attica, that's in Elstonwick, mm-hmm. Rip and Lee, and Dan Hunter of Bray, which is in the Otways region.
Yep.
And both their restaurants are currently rated in the top 50 in the world.
Yep, they were great interviews and humble guys.
Oh, aren't they humble?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know what happened? I went to interview Ben Shorey at his restaurant at Attica in Rip and Lee, and I went inside, and what do? I find him ironing the tablecloths. The white linen tablecloths. No, I'm
sorry. Where was the hired help?
I said to him, "What are you doing this for?" And he just shrugged his shoulders and said, "Someone's got to do it."
Well, that's a great attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, no. And that's what he even showed me, how to disguise, say, stains that, you know, won't wash out.
Oh.
The white linen, you rub them with white chalk.
I was going to say maybe chalk
involved. Yeah. And I've used that tip since.
Good on you. Well, that was great. Now let's hear from Michelle Winner.
Hi, Michelle Winner here, the America's correspondent. My favorite episode would have to be about 11 months ago when I was in Athens and I had just been on a 4-hour walking tour of Athens markets and streets, learning about the food history there with the owners, Nikos and Maria Anas. And I invited them back to my hotel room to tape an interview. And the reason I like it so much is no one, when listening to it, could guess we were all just tired and wilted because it was one of the most charming, relaxed interviews I've ever done. Congratulations, Travel Writers Radio, and here's to the next 150.
Yeah, that was Michelle Winner there from the US. Here's
Good
Sue Ahern.
Sue Ahern here. I'm in Perth tonight, and I'm sorry I can't be with you in the studio with the team at Travel Writers Radio. Congratulations to everyone on reaching this milestone. We have a great time making this show. I'd like to tell you about my favourite type of interview while working on the program. It's been recording people I meet out in my other job as a media consultant, working in international development. So I often do stories in the Solomon Islands or Papua New Guinea, and you would have heard some of my recent stories from Solomon Islands. I hope you enjoy them and stay tuned.
That was Sue Ahern. Here's Adelaine Ng.
It's hard to pick a favourite, but I'm going to choose Unicorn Cafe, which is run by Yvonne Yeo in Malaysia, where I'm from too. She runs a Peranakan food restaurant, and that's from a culture that some people fear is dying out. And here's a young person doing her best to keep it alive. The flavours are amazing, they're complex, and she's selling them at traditional prices. So go her. I love her food, and I love her story. So she's my pick.
That was Adelaide Ng. Here is Rebecca Elliott.
In June 2014, I was lucky enough to interview a doyen of Australia's culinary scene, Jacques Raymond. At the time, the Frenchman had just announced he was closing his fine dining institution, Jacques Raymond Restaurant, after 27 years and opening Le Hotel Jeton with his family just down the road. It was an absolute honour to sit down with Australia's most hatted chef at his home in Elwood and hear about his journey in his own words. He attributed much of what he's achieved in his stellar career to his family and said the secret to his success is the principle of respect and communication. Hear, hear.
Well, there you go. That was Rebecca Elliott. Now, my favourite falls into the lifestyle or wellness category, an interview in May 2016 with Professor Tim Spector, author of The Diet Myth, The Real Science Behind What We Eat. Michael Mosley described Tim Spector's work as a fascinating and original look at the impact of food on our bodies, underpinned by cutting-edge research. And I learned that what we've been told about food and diet over the past 30 years was wrong, and that we'd forgotten about a major organ in our body, the gut, and the critical importance of microbes in impacting our health. Now, Tim Spector did go on to talk about poo pills and crapsules, as he called them, where you would get someone else's healthy microbes and shove them into your body. I'm not sure about all that, but it was a fascinating interview, and the book, The Diet Myth, is around if you're interested. Terrific book. Well, the good news is that you can go to soundcloud.com/travelwritersradio, where you can find all the links to those interviews, and if you want to, you can listen to them again. We want to thank you for listening to our show. We've a healthy audience on 87.8 FM here in Melbourne, also live on the internet in other states and different parts of the world. And then there's plenty of you listening via smartphones and tablets. And of course, on SoundCloud, the stats show we've got almost 38,000 plays, and the top 20 destinations are listed in those stats. And just out of curiosity, the major destination, of course, is Australia, but almost on equal footing is the United States. So we have almost as many listeners in the US as Australia, United Kingdom, Canada, India, New Zealand, Netherlands, France, Germany, Indonesia, Uzbekistan. It's always there, isn't it?
Yeah,
in our top
is.
10 or 11. After that, South Korea, Brazil, the Russian Federation, Mexico, Israel. I guess that makes sense with a station here. Ireland, Vietnam, Thailand and Spain. There's our top 20. And we really want to thank our Twitter followers. We've got, at the last count, 9,157. So we're pushing towards that magic influencer mark of 10,000 followers.
Well, that certainly are great. They're great statistics. We also want to thank the members of Palette, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers, who make this show possible every week, and all the restaurateurs, chefs, food producers, book authors, sommeliers, wine growers, winemakers, baristas, hotel managers, airlines, cruise lines, and travel and tourism professionals. They all happily grant us interviews or host us on visits so that we can bring you some of the exciting experiences available here and around the world. There's more of our 150th show coming up right after the 6 o'clock news, so stay tuned.